It's Sunday, October 1st, 2006. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer, narrowcasting from Edmond, Oklahoma. Good evening, and welcome to a special recorded podcast from World Bridges tonight. If you're not familiar with World Bridges, it is one of the best sources of live, synchronous professional development about education, particularly their EdTech Talks podcast and Skype events, which happen on Sunday evenings. And tonight, I was invited to join in a brief description of the K-12 online conference, which is coming up here at the end of October. And so I will include a link to the K-12 online blog, which is just k12onlineconference.org. And you can learn about this outstanding conference opportunity that we invite anyone who's in the education space to participate in just a couple short weeks. I also want to mention before I begin that recorded message that following the regular EdTech talk, I had a chance to listen and then join in with a presentation by John Hibbs about an event called Global Learn Day, which is scheduled to take place for the 10th time on October 8th, 2006. And Global Learn Day is a opportunity to cause worldwide a celebration of learning, sort of the Earth Day of Education, with the goal of increasing and accelerating affordable access to education worldwide and serving as a stage and a larger audience builder for what's called the Socrates Academy and the awards of the Socrates Prize. So if you're interested in getting more information, again, I'll link this from the podcast show notes, but their website for that event is just bfranklin.edu. And their list of speakers is quite impressive, to include Sir John Daniel, the president of Commonwealth of Learning, Vint Cerf, who's the chief internet evangelist at Google, Linda Dyer, president of MindPower Global, and just a host of other folks. And so, really, these are some phenomenal opportunities that are just coming up this month, no matter where you happen to be on the planet, to take advantage of some opportunities to not only hear and access, and maybe we might think of consume content from some great folks that are working in the education space, but also interact with those folks. And so, anyway, I definitely invite you to extend the invitation to others that may not be on the internet with blogs or may not be aware of tools like podcasts for professional development to join in on these conference events. I'm also going to create and will link in the podcast show notes a flyer for K-12 online that you can print out and post in your school lounge, in the library, give it to your local newspaper, just distribute it far and wide, and hopefully invite more and more folks to join us in what promises to be a very exciting event for the K-12 education space, not only here at the end of October and beginning of November with K-12 Online, but also coming up October 8th or North American or America's time on October 7th of 2006. Without further ado, here's the recorded Skype cast from tonight on World Bridges EdTech Talk.
So what's going on, man?
Hey, I just drove 8 hours with a long break from Lubbock, Texas, back to Edmond, Oklahoma. So I'm glad to be able to jump in here at least briefly to tell you guys about K-12 Online.
So you're actually in your home this time? You're not in a hotel lobby?
Yeah, I've had some interesting experiences jumping into libraries with wireless access and hotels, but I am actually at home on my own connection. I'm not borrowing anybody's wireless today.
There's something really comforting about that, isn't there? Actually being in your own space where you've got your own connection and you know its idiosyncrasies and you can feel comfortable with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, yeah, and it's always, wondering whether actually Skype's going to work and, the connection's going to get bogged down or whatever when you're somewhere else. So I've been pretty pleased with my connection here in Oklahoma. So
tell us, There's this conference-y thingy coming up with some people doing some stuff. Why don't you give us a quick overview of exactly what's going on?
Okay, well, I have actually gotten in a little late on this, but K-12 Online 2006 is going to start here at the end of October, specifically October 23rd through the 27th and October 30th through the 3rd. And this is an entirely online conference, and the theme is Unleashing the Potential of Web 2.0. So we have a website, which is k12onlineconference.org, and we've been in the process of soliciting proposals in four different strands over the past, I guess, about 2 weeks. And the deadline was this past Saturday night, and I'm happy to report that we had about 66 different proposals. A couple of those were duplicates, but it looks like we're going to have the full complement, which is going to be a keynote in each one of the strands, and then 10 proposals, which are going to be selected from those, or 10 presentations from the proposals that were submitted. And this, I think, really started with conversations that Will Richardson and Darren Kerpatwa and Cheryl Nussbaum-Beach were having, and then I've been pulled in as a fourth convener of one of the strands.
So can you tell us a little, I mean, I've been talking to Will and Cheryl and Darren about this, but I'm still not sure I completely understand exactly how the process is going to go. So the people right now are listening. They've not been fortunate enough to get their proposals in time, but they still want to come and participate. What do they do first?
Okay, well, if they want, the only thing folks really have been doing at this point as participants is signing the guest book. And I'll pull it up here, but I think we've received over 100 folks. That's a little bit of exaggeration, 52. So we've got 52 responses so far, folks who are indicating that they're gonna join in. But the way that this is going to work, from my understanding, is that we're going to have a pre-conference keynote by David Warlick, and I think I read on his blog that he's already recorded that. And so that's going to be posted prior to the official start of the conference, and then there's going to be an online discussion with, I think, the conveners and David, really about that. We're using Illuminate, and Illuminate is going to host the live synchronous conversations that are going to happen. But basically during the conference, the first week there are going to be two strands. Strand A is called A Week in the Classroom, and Strand B is Basic Advanced Training. And each day of the Monday through Friday schedule, two presentations, one in each strand, are going to be posted online. And so those are going to be some form of a presentation. That could be a screencast, that could be an audio-only podcast, that could be an enhanced podcast, it could be a video, just depending upon what the presenter wanted to use as their format. And then the participants will have an opportunity to listen to that content and then respond. At this point, primarily, I think, through comments that'll be on the blog post for that particular presentation. But there's also going to be some other opportunities that we're discussing to interact and engage with that. And I'm honestly not at all an expert on Illuminate, but there are going to be some live events, which my understanding is that people will be able to join in actually with the keynote speaker and then talk about those issues towards the end of each week. And so I think there's going to be two of those per week, and then there's going to be a final wrap-up that we've talked about, maybe doing a 24-hour Skype cast that would go sort of around the planet, but we haven't worked out all the details on that yet.
Have you looked at many of the proposals yet?
I have scanned them. In fact, I can pull up. I sent that. We used SurveyMonkey to get these, and so I just basically sent the Excel file to all of the conveners today, and each convener was asked to put together an evaluation team that would take a look at the proposals and then select 10 that could be sent. But for instance, I can read you where these presenters are from. We've got Lemoyne, Pennsylvania, Shanghai, China, Williamsburg, Virginia, Fort Valley, Virginia, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Irvine, California, Canton, Ohio, Pinson, Alabama, Lexington, South Carolina, Adelaide, South Carolina, Scotland, UK, St. Francis Xavier, Manitoba, Geelong, Victoria. So we've just got a real eclectic mix. Dhaka, Bangladesh, for one of them.
What about content? What is the focus of, or is there common themes, or are they all over the map?
Yes, definitely. So during the first week, we've got two different strands, and strand A is called A Week in the Classroom. So these presentations are to focus really on the practical, pedagogical uses or instructional uses of Web 2.0 and give concrete examples of how teachers are using those in their classes. These, you know, hopefully are going to address how teachers plan for using those tools. And really, it's the practical voice from the classroom. So it's not a theoretical, you know, possibly this, possibly that, but it's really, you know, from classroom teachers, from practitioners who are using these or working with teachers, possibly, that are doing that in the classroom. So that's strand A. And that particular strand, I think, received the most proposals. I think we received, I want to say, about 16. Again, some, there were a few duplicates that we received, but that was the most popular. And then strand B, or the second strand for the first week, was titled Basic or Advanced Training. And this is more of a how-to information on a Web 2.0 tool use. So basic would be for teachers who haven't really used Web 2.0 and just want to get started with a tool. That could be a blog, that could be a wiki, that could be an aggregator, a social bookmarking site, something like that. And then advanced training is going to be, you know, stuff for folks who have gotten their feet wet and then want to learn a little bit more, maybe about how some of these tools can be leveraged in different ways, not necessarily strictly in a classroom, you know, with students context, but that could be in a professional development context, an online learning, you know, context, something else like that. So those are our two strands for the first week.
All right. I know the chat room was very excited when they found out you were here, and I think a few people may have some comments or questions for you.
Okay.
I'm going to try to unmute Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there? Jennifer?
Am I there?
Yes, you are.
Hello? Hi, Wes.
Howdy.
This is Jennifer of TechnoSpud.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
I am so excited. You sound exactly like I hoped you sounded. This is cool.
But you know, it's interesting because I've had some people talk to me about, you know, who just read my blog and then people who listen. And evidently, there's a different, I don't know, I sound differently when I write. So I'm glad I sound like, I think I'm glad I sound like you hoped I would.
Well, I was just, I didn't know that you were coming on tonight. And I had to ask you about something else because I'm going to interview Mike Lawrence tomorrow about the DOPA account with Q.
Great.
So I wanted to invite you if you wanted to be part of that chat tomorrow, but we can talk about that later.
Sure.
So I was so excited when I heard that you were coming on tonight because I read your blog religiously and have learned quite a great deal from you. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Hey, well, thanks. Well, I'm really glad you're going to talk with Mike about that. And for people who may not know, Mike's the executive director of Computer Using Educators in California. And last week, I think it was last week, they announced they're formally coming out in opposition to the Deleting Online Predators Act that passed the House this summer. And I'm very excited to, you know, hear voices of reason and not just reactionary responses to all that. So that's great. And, yeah, shoot me an email if you want.
Send you another one.
Well, okay. I actually was off my email today, so I'll catch up this afternoon or this evening.
He was really surprised yesterday when I mentioned it to him. He goes, "How did you know?" And I said, "Well, Wesley blogged about it." And he's like, "No." So he was pleased.
Good deal. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, and if there's anyone else in the Skype cast who has comments or questions for Wesley, please let us know in the chat room.
I also wanted to mention that we have two other strands as far as content, because you were asking as far as the K-12 online. And so I kind of talked about the first week. The second week is going to have a strand on personal professional development, which, of course, is right along the lines of what you all at World Bridges are all about. And this will be different ways that people are using online tools, Web 2.0 tools, to basically create sort of a professional learning environment and connect with a larger educational community that helps them learn about the tools, how they can be incorporated into their personal or professional practice, and, you know, just really how the professional development community is no longer bounded in any way, shape, or form by geography or time. And I'm really excited about that strand. And then the second strand of week two is called Overcoming Obstacles. And this is really one of the ones that I was most concerned about, being I'm the convener of that strand. And it's supposed to, and it deals specifically with, you know, how to get this stuff happening in the real world. Lack of access to tools or computers, content filtering, you know, district concerns for online safety, IT department concerns, all of that. And so as we were tracking the proposals, we weren't seeing quite as many in this strand, and you know, based on different folks emailing and blogging and putting it out there, I think we did end up getting about 12. And so, like I said, I think we're going to have 10 presentations in each of the strands, and hopefully these will, you know, just really provide a great opportunity for a continuing global dialogue on how the Web 2.0 tools can be used.
I'm curious, has there been any institutional involvement or any schools kind of saying to their teachers, we want you to actively participate in this, or are there any commercial or educational institutions involved?
I'm glad you asked that, because we definitely want to thank the College of Education at William & Mary, who has generously agreed to host the actual screencasts and presentation files that are going to be downloaded. I'm not aware, and I haven't read all 52 comments that we've received so far in the guest book, to know if anybody is going to actually use this with their students in terms of, you know, an optional or even mandatory assignment. That's a good question. In fact, that might be a good topic to post on the blog, even to find out, you know, specifically if people are doing that. In terms of commercial involvement, Illuminate is going to provide, like I said, a forum and the tool for the interactive environments for the what we're calling fireside chats each week. But other than that, there really hasn't been, you know, I think that we talked about this earlier as the conveners, and Will really chimed in on this, and I think it's a good idea to try and make this as non-commercial and as open of content as possible. In other words, a lot of conferences, and, you know, there are reasons, very good ones, to get corporate sponsors, you know, because a lot of times with a traditional conference, you've got a lot of expenses, but fortunately for this sort of an online conference, we don't have expenses that might be associated with a normal conference. And so, anyway, just to simplify things and really try, I guess, to support this idea of an open and free content channel that we have, you know, via Web 2.0, that involvement has been minimized. But we definitely appreciate the College of Ed at William & Mary agreeing to host the content, and then also Illuminate's involvement for the Fireside Chats.
I got lost inside the chat room here. Yeah. There's a lot of people talking about, you know, how do I get the people in my, and this is what I was responding to, how do I get other teachers involved in this? How do I get the people sitting next to me in the staff room to come to listen to these kinds of things? And certainly, you know, we found with EdTech Talk that people tend to listen to them on their MP3 players, they listen to them in their cars and stuff like that, and certainly West U has been podcasting forever.
Well,
even though it's only been around for
a year.
Years. but like, where are, how do people do this? I mean, can you sort of surreptitiously email this stuff to people and you know, put a link on your bulletin board in your office? Or,
you know, that is a great question, because I'm really convicted that we need to just extend the conversations. The more educators that we get involved in these discussions about how, you know, any type of tool or strategy can be leveraged to improve student learning is beneficial. That, you know, because I think we're changed a lot more, even more through our conversations than we are through our formal professional development and studies. So, you know, I don't know that we've put a flyer up for people to download, but we sure could do that, just like a printable PDF file, and I'll put one together and post it up there on the blog, and that could be something that certainly people could just, you know, send to their printer, put up on their bulletin board at school, or hand to a teacher and say, hey, check this out. Because that website, the K12onlineconference.org that I mentioned, is going to really be the clearinghouse of information for the entire conference. And so as presentations are available during the actual conference. They'll be posted there. As live events happen, the links about how to get involved and all that will be there. So, you know, it's really giving people that link, but also, you know, talking to them about what this is and then why, you know, this may be a good opportunity. We hear a lot of, I mean, I think time is like the number one obstacle to doing anything different in schools, and Web 2.0 is no exception. So the fact that this is going to be predominantly a asynchronous online conference where people can access the content at their leisure, however you say that, is a real advantage. And the fact that there's no cost, there's no transportation cost. Wherever people are on the planet, they can get together. And I would mention too, some people are actually getting together face to face with teachers in their area. In fact, I think one of the folks from China is, and I'm not going to quote his name right now because I'm not positive, but yeah, I think it is Jeff from Thinking Stick. Yeah, he's the one he's talked about, you know, I forget the term, but, you know, basically having kind of a party, you know, over at the house, and then getting people to, you know, maybe watch some of the content or you know, cite different pieces of it, talk about it. Basically have it be a conversation starter about some of these tools. And then, you know, for the live fireside chats, you know, have a group of folks with laptops that are online, you know, jumping in and talking about it. So that's a way, you know, even if you have a few people that may not be using these tools but interested or something, you know, not just putting somebody on their own on their computer, but actually, you know, doing it together is I think a great idea, and really the sky's the limit. The content is out there and the opportunity for dialogue is there. So I'll definitely put up a flyer that people could print out, and if anybody else has other ideas about how to get people involved and I guess just really aware of this as a free professional development opportunity, I would love to know about it, and I'm sure, you know, the other conveners and folks involved would like to hear about it too, and we'll try it because we're doing this together. This is an organically sort of emerging thing that, you know, no one started off with a Roman numeral outline that had every single point of everything that was going to happen in this. It's evolved and will continue to evolve based on the good ideas of people that want to be, I guess, not just participants, but organizers too.
Before we wrap up and let you go, I have to ask you a more personal question. The last time we spoke with you, I think EdTech Talk 49, you were just in the middle of a job transition from working for an educational institution to working for the educational part of a commercial institution. And I'm just wondering how that transition has been and any insights to share.
Well, it's been fantastic. I am thrilled that we just closed on our house in Lubbock, and so assuming that goes through here on tomorrow, that'll be a nice weight off. It's been interesting. I have a really unique role for AT&T. I'm what's called the Director of Education Advocacy for the state of Oklahoma. And my role is really to help teachers and administrators utilize their technology tools to help engage kids and, you know, learn and improve student achievement and really, you know, improve the educational process. So K-12 Online and the goals of the conference dovetail nicely with what my job roles are. I've done a variety of workshops since I started in June, from a couple on electronic whiteboards to some things about virtual field trips. Been, you know, going to several conferences and the last 2.5 weeks was really busy. I was traveling to 9 different locations around the state talking about E-Rate, which here in the U.S. is a $2.25 billion federal program where school districts and public and private libraries and private schools can apply for discounts on their telecommunication and basic internet services and also get some equipment that's kind of narrowly defined. And then talking to the people about free digital curriculum. So anyway, I am loving my job. I love the opportunity to live here in the Midwest in Oklahoma. We're actually closer to a lot of our family than we were before in Lubbock. And, I mean, our Lubbock family we're obviously farther away from, but we're closer to the Kansas and Dallas, Texas, Wichita, Kansas family. So, anyway, I just feel very centered because what I've really been most passionate about probably for a number of years has been you know, trying to use technology tools in a way that helps further engage learners, get, you know, learners more motivated to write, more excited about communicating, and more excited about, you know, school. And that happens in the pre-K level all the way up to the university level. And so this is a unique opportunity to be working for a corporation. But, you know, really, I guess the question I'm trying to help people answer is, what are you doing with your bandwidth? Because we've got all this bandwidth, we've got all this connectivity, all these computers, and what are we doing with it? Are we really, you know, utilizing these tools to engage kids and I think transform the learning environment into something better? Or are we just, you know, kind of doing digital worksheets and taking tests online and kind of doing traditional school, but we've got a fancy digital face to it? And I think we need to be seeking out those tools that not just replicate our existing practices, but really transform it and help us, you know, do things we couldn't do before constructively that make teaching and learning an even more valuable experience for everybody.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your positive efforts continue. Thank you very much for visiting with us again, Wesley. And please do stay with us. We have a question from the Skypecast for you that we're going to ask in the post-show.
Okay.
Thank you also to John Hibbs for joining us and everyone else who has joined us and participated. There will be no EdTech Talk next week, so we wish everyone a very restful Sunday evening or Canadian Thanksgiving. We will be back on the air to wrap up the webcast-a-thon on October 15th. Stay tuned to edtechtalk.com and worldbridges.net for more details. Thanks very much. Have a great 2 weeks, and we will look forward to continuing the conversation next time.
Moving at the Speed of Creativity podcasts are independently produced and syndicated for a global audience by Wesley Fryer and are shared under a Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. Learn more at www.speedofcreativity.org.